This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency has been busy shaping the future of America's renewable fuel landscape in the recent months, with a series of decisions that could have major ripple effects across the biofuels industry, from ethanol to biodiesel and everything in between. Each move affects how much renewable fuel refiners must blend and how those requirements impact feedstock markets, including soybeans and other vegetable oils that are key to biomass-based diesel production. We're going to get an update on how things stand right after this.
Your local radio station keeps you connected to your community. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network provides ag-focused programming to keep your farm business running strong. Together, we bring you the latest markets, weather updates, and policy news. Whether we're in the field or in meeting halls, our team is always out and about gathering the news that's important to you. Powered by Iowa Agriculture, trusted by Iowa farmers. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
In June, the agency released its proposed renewable volume obligation for 26 and 27, and that was followed in July by a comprehensive review of small refinery exemptions granted between 2018 and 24. Then in September, EPA unveiled its reallocation policy framework that determines how those exemptions will be redistributed across the renewable fuel pool. When viewed together, those three actions could set the stage for a surge in domestic biomass-based diesel production. And Todd Hubbs is an assistant professor of crop marketing at Oklahoma State University and says the ultimate impact depends on how EPA handles those small refinery exemptions.
Well, it depends on if they do a 100% or 50% reallocation, but we think they're going to do one or the other. They haven't finalized it yet, but it is a really strong growth in biomass-based diesel inside the RFS, the renewable volume obligations. Like if we're at 5.5 billion RIN gallons during 2025, in 2026, we could be anywhere from 7.23 to 7.34, depending on how the reallocation goes, RIN gallons inside the biomass-based diesel set. So it's a pretty good amount of growth. And somewhat strong for soybean oil and other vegetable oil and feedstocks that go into biomass-based diesel.
If these projections hold true, the next few years could mark one of the most significant growth periods in the renewable fuel sector and what they've seen in more than a decade. The ripple effect would likely reach well beyond the refining industry into farm country, crushing plants, and rural communities that depend on a strong biofuels market. For soybean growers, it could mean a steadier demand for oil and meal, while also supporting higher domestic utilization and energy independence goals. But before any of this becomes official, there's still work to be done. The EPA already has open public comment periods tied to both renewable fuel volume obligations and the reallocation framework and refinery exemptions. Those comment windows are often overlooked, but they're one of the best chances for farm organizations, cooperatives, and individual producers to speak up about why these proposed rules mean for real-world terms. Industry leaders say that feedback, especially from farmers who grow the crops that make these fuels possible, can help shape how the agency moves forward. For now, the industry is watching closely, knowing that every gallon of biomass-based diesel added to the nation's fuel mix could bring another layer of stability to both renewable energy and American agriculture. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, you can find replays of our Iowa Ag Matters daily program. You can also find replays of Weekend Ag Matters, all of our market coverage, and our top news stories throughout the day, as well as our latest video projects and also our latest episode of Ag Matters PM. Don't forget, while you're there, sign up for the free e-newsletter. It comes out every day around 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, has our top stories as well, a little bit more background information on what has been happening throughout the day. For Profit Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have yourself a great rest of your Wednesday.